A Servant's Manifesto. Acts 20:18. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, You know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears, and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly, and from house to house. Paul was a servant of the Lord, and he was called to an unusual service. But he also was an example for the New Testament Christian to learn from and to follow him as he followed Christ. So then how did this man serve? What was his declared purpose or his manifesto? Paul was with them in all seasons, in all times and in all dangers, in all health and in all sickness, in all seasons. At all times he was a servant. When he was in Caesar's prison, he was the Lord's prisoner. Paul was a servant that was ready to serve through everything. Are you the Lord's servant? Ready to serve when the sun is shining and in the cloudy day? If God so chooses to allow your health to go, will you serve him still faithfully? If he allows a gloom or a state of melancholy or depression to come over you and your joy is taken away, will you still serve him? Will you serve him if he hides his face from you, if he deserts you for a time? Rest assured, he may desert you, but he will never disinherit you. Paul was faithful in all seasons. Lord, may you raise up men that are faithful in all seasons. Paul knew where to serve. It was the churches. He was in the church serving God. All things he did were for the elect's sake. In the churches, he traveled. Whether that church met in a barn or a basement, Paul would have been there. Now, you may not travel, but you can be in your church serving the Lord faithfully. Then I see he served the Lord with all humility. We truly cannot be the Lord's servant if we are not humble. But if we are God's, then he will humble us as we serve him. Paul said he served the Lord with all humility of mind. So then all that came out of him was what God had already worked in him, a humility. How does God see to it that his servants are humble? With many tears and temptations which befall you. God used his enemies to humble his servant. Yes, God will use men, or he will use means, to keep us humble. Temptations or trials, sickness, death. Imagine the man that saw the third heaven. If God did not give him trials, he would be exalted above measure. So God set a thorn in his flesh to keep him in the way that he should go, so he would not be exalted above measure. So God kept his servant humble. Praise God. We would rather have the thorn in the flesh than sin against God and walk in pride. Praise the Lord for what he does. In closing, Paul was a servant that kept back nothing that was profitable to them. He showed them all things concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we would be profitable servants, then we must do our best. We must live our manifesto. We must declare the whole entire counsel of God. We must hold back nothing that will be profitable to the saints of God. But we must preach the word in season and out of season, when the sun is shining and when it is dark. Our lives must be examples to a lost and dying world. Our lives must be examples to our children every day. We must live the servant's manifesto. We must be the servants of the Most High in sickness and in health, in starving or in feasting. Whatever the Lord may bid for us, we must cheerfully trust him through it all. For God is with us. God is faithful. And that trait, that characteristic of faithfulness, will be a part of his servants.